This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave you the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.85 and a quarter, down 4 on the open. September, 4.95, down 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4.97, down 4 on the open. September, 5.09 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. December, 5.20, down 5. March, 5.26, down 4 on the open. July corn opened at 372, down 4 on the open. September, 371 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. December, 369, down 6. March, 380 and 3 quarters, down 5. May, 389, down 5. July, 393 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters. September, 390, down 3. December, 390 and a half, down 4 on the open. July beans opened at 809, down 3.5 on the open. August 815.5, down 4. September 821, down 5.25. November 839, down 2.5. January 847, down 2.75. March 852, down 4. May 854.5, down 3. July 863, down 4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 216.80, down 140 on the open. August, 219.50, down 110. July soybean oil opened at 35.88, up 4 on the open. August, 36.10, up 2. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 110.95, unchanged on the open. September, 110.90, down 15. October, 110.05, unchanged. November, 109.50, down 7.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 91.10, up 5 on the open. August, 91.30, up 15. October, 95.07.5, down 2.5. December, 95.35, down 2.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 74.50, down 27.5 on the open. July, 73.20, down 20. August, 72.45, down 42.5. October, 65.30, down 22.5 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 102.12.5, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
It looks like since the opening bell, prices have slipped a little bit further. Are traders convinced that weekend rains were enough to test this market to the downside of its range?
Well, I think that they're convinced that the crop does look a lot better today than it did on Friday. I think that when we total all of our showers up together, that a lot of us saw anywhere from 8/10 to an inch and a quarter of rain. And I think that that changed a lot of people's attitudes a lot. I know that our crops here, from Danville to Indianapolis, greatly improved over the weekend. Compared to how they looked Friday afternoon when I drove over to Champaign is how they looked yesterday, just a great improvement and really popped out of the ground, Dave. The beans, a lot of them that had been sitting in dry dirt are up and through the ground, and you can row them now. And the corn has probably grown 3 to 4 inches over the weekend. So, a lot of attitude change a little bit towards just how things are going. Still moisture deficit for the year, and we do need continual rains or timely rains, but right now, we're in good shape till maybe later this week.
Looks like timely rains are coming into the forecast later this week.
They're in the forecast. The question mark is, will they materialize?
So what are we left with then? Are we busting out of that sort of sideways wedge pattern that December corn has found itself in for the last couple of weeks to the downside?
Well, we haven't totally yet, Dave. We went down to the 69 level here before and bounced back up and closed around the 70-71 mark like that. So as of right now, we haven't totally done that. We know there's a lot of technical traders. They're advising selling 366 on a stop on the December corn, looking for the numbers and that to move on down a little bit because of things that way. So fundamental traders are looking for an opportunity to buy. The technical traders are looking for they're looking to sell on a next downward breakout.
So 69 is a level we're keeping an eye on then.
Yes.
Turn your attention then to crop ratings and tell us what you believe we will see this afternoon.
I think the crop ratings will be similar to last week. They'll probably be just a little bit lower. We should see some setbacks for the southeast area, the Delta area, and like that, that might affect us for a percent or two. The planting is going to be essentially pretty well done as far as the corn, and probably up in the at least 90% level, probably for the beans, Dave.
Are you looking for any additional old crop corn sales this week? I noticed freight rates are improving.
Freight rates have improved. As we look at things that way, South Korea did buy 110,000 metric tons of corn to optional origin last night. Israel's tendering for 56,000 metric tons. So there is a good chance we might see a little more corn sales taken with the lower freight rates, Dave.
Turn your attention to the soybeans overnight. Bean oil made new contract highs as palm oil continues to be strong, but it did not carry over to the bean pit. Novi's coming in within half a cent of its contract high. Are we topping here in the soybeans?
Well, I mean, I think for the short term, as long as the rains continue, well, we probably are looking at that possibility, Dave. Is it a topping action for the season? We need timely rains yet, so we're a long ways away from saying whether we have topped out in this market. But as long as timely rains do continue here, and we do possibly get some of that rain in the southeast that is forecast, we would have to think that it would be in the meantime.
We did note that among the index funds, as we looked at the reports last Friday, that we have new record net long positions in not one, but four commodities: beans, cotton, live cattle, and Kansas City wheat. One wonders where additional speculation might come from.
Well, that is a problem, Dave. There always has to be another buyer to keep things moving higher. So, along the way, is there more money that will flow into this market? Is there some other news that will bring some other people? That is a question out there. But I think that we still have some room to find some new people if the situation exists or the conditions warrant it.
Turn your attention to this wheat market. Will the counter-cyclical run continue this week?
I'm sorry, Dave, I didn't hear you.
In the wheat market, the counter-cyclical move to the upside that we saw on Friday and for the last few sessions, are we going to continue to see that strength in the teeth of the harvest?
It's going to take a lot of to do that. Number one, we're going to have to see some poor yields. We're expecting some good yields in different places. If we see some poor yields continue to come in, it can turn around and bounce there. But all in all, it's awfully hard to maintain an upward movement into harvest time.
At what prices then do we see support, given the fact that on world wheat conditions, we're still seeing some fundamental reasons to be bullish?
Well, I think it's going to be hard to, just pick a point here, and I think we're going to be looking at our exports here that way. Looks like India is only going to buy about 300,000 metric tons of wheat, where their tender original was for 1 million metric tons. We need to clear 507.5, the old swing high, to gain momentum here. So as long as we stay below that, why a choppy trade sort of in order?
Turn your attention to the Merck. What are the features there that you're noting?
Well, the early calls were for lower cattle. We seem to be bouncing just a little bit here. It's the cash premium to the futures, I think, is coming in a little bit that way. But all in all, the cutouts are having a little bit of problem here last week.
And before I let you go, on Commodity Week, you talked a lot about ideas of purchasing puts. Are you still liking that idea today?
Yeah, I think so, Dave. I think that basically along the way, we've got some really good prices here. We want to protect them, but leave the upside open at this point in time, because we are not in a moisture surplus, but a moisture deficit, and timely rains are needed. So, as long as we get them, this market's going to work its way lower. But if we don't get them, it's got an explosive side to the upside.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank.
serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at the current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 482.5, down 6.75. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 494.25, down 6.75. July corn, 367, now 369.25, down 6.75. December, 368.5, down 6.5. July beans, 804, down 8.5. November, 833.5, down 8. Mike Sola's two-state forecast today looks like this. In Indiana and eastern Illinois, mostly sunny early, then partly sunny with a few isolated thunderstorms possible. In the remainder of Illinois, partly sunny with a few thunderstorms, highs from 84 to 90. Tonight, in western Illinois, mostly cloudy with a few showers and isolated thunderstorms possible. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, lows of 60 to 65. Then tomorrow, in western and portions of central Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly sunny and highs from 80 to 90 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.